Hello, everyone. Tracy here, your resident business rebel, and you're listening to Digital Business Your Way podcast, the show that lets true stories and insider secrets of online entrepreneur life unfold. Our business world is growing, and as an online business coach and digital product creator, I believe you didn't become an entrepreneur to grin and bear your way through business. So I'll be your guide as we drop in on coaching calls, have intimate sit-downs with online personalities you love, and discuss ideas, opportunities, and strategies circulating our online world. So pop in your earbuds, tap follow, and join me as I demystify this thing called business. Hello, hello, and welcome back to Digital Business Your Way. I'm Tracy, your resident business rebel. And today, well, I'm going to speak to a part of you that's right at the edge. You're not frozen, you're not stuck, but you're also not quite in motion either. It's that edge where your idea is real enough to matter, but not quite real enough to touch. The thing you've been building or shaping or dreaming on, it suddenly becomes personal. You can feel it pressing up against you, asking to come through, but also requiring more of you than you expected. You're standing in the tension of two truths. What if it doesn't work? Well, and of course it'll work because I'll make it work, right? This is where certainty becomes commitment. And if that's where you are, I'm with you. I've been with you. I see you. And oh, I feel it. Because I was in this space recently while building the AI models for your launch style. And God, let me tell you, it was a journey. And these models, they took on a bigger life than I had ever realized or dreamed. They weren't just a feature. They held how I think, how I coach, how I organize transformation. They were no longer just tools, but they were mirrors of me. And it just made them feel vulnerable as hell to create. And the more I talked about them, and just even just like briefly mentioned it, people got so excited about it. And that made me happy, but it also made it more personal. And I got slower. Not because I didn't know what I was doing, but because I knew exactly what it meant. And it felt heavy, right? I found myself reworking things that no one had even seen yet. We just talked about it. And thinking, oh, I need to add this and do that. And what if it did this? And leveling things up that hadn't even been experienced yet. Spiraling over invisible judgments and pressure. That came what? Out of like pure joy and excitement? It seems so weird in hindsight, but oh my gosh, was it so real at the time? It felt like the only way to be, you know, quote unquote, ready for these to come out was for them to be flawless first, right? And that's when all those like old whispers came. Oh gosh, what if I can't make this work? What if they're not enough? What if they don't do what I need them to do? What if it lets somebody down? What if it returns errors? What if? And I had to sit with this and really coach through it and realize it's not a fear of failure. This was the risk of being seen in something I was holding sacred. And I know you know that feeling because you create stuff too. If you're working on something right now that feels important, but heavy, if you're circling instead of sprinting, if you're creating something that reflects not just like your skills, but yourself, right? That's what I'm talking about in this episode. Because what you're feeling, it's not even a problem. It's just proof that you're not phoning it in, right? You care and you're building momentum and excitement behind these ideas, but that can quickly get away from us if we're not careful. Yeah. So let's name what's really happening here. Is you're not afraid of the work. We put in the time, we do what we need to, we learn, right? You're afraid of what the work says about you. If someone doesn't like get it, It's not afraid of failure. I mean, we've all survived that before, right? You've survived it many times. But it's more that fear of being misunderstood, of putting something real in front of the world and hearing silence. Yeah. Or getting confusion back. I mean, how many times have we put something out there and then somebody comes back with those looks on their faces or 1,000 questions and you're like, what are you even asking? Did you even pay attention to what I just did? Right? Or our own disappointment echoing back when it doesn't look or perform like we thought or had built it up in our own minds, right? Because when something is personal, it feels like it's not just being launched and brought into the world, but it's instantly being evaluated. And when it's personal, you're not just offering a service or something new, you're giving up a piece of your process, your practice, your way of being seen, and your way of seeing the world. And that hits different. So let's pause for a minute, right? Is we need to check in with our bodies. If it's safe to do so, of course. Not if you're doing anything that requires your full attention, but if you can. As we were talking about that, and as you kind of thought back to those times that it's happened for you or what you're currently living right now, where were you holding tension physically in your body? Where did you tighten up? Even just subtly. Was it in your jaw, your shoulders, your chest, back, belly, all of it? Just take a slow breath in through your nose, hold it at the top, and exhale. Open mouth. Just dare to make some noise. Just let that tension move, even if it's just for a little bit. Even if it just gets to move that little bit more. Because our nervous systems, they're not a problem. They're messengers, right? They're the ones bearing the flags trying to get our attention. And the message here is just that this matters, that we care. And that doesn't have to be a big bad thing either. So let's remind ourselves something, because I really want people to hear this and to feel it when I say this. You are not here to prove your ideas, right? You are here to create. And creation, that means testing, shaping, observing, responding, okay? You're not a factory of flawless concepts. You're a leader in motion, a creator who refines as you move. And yes, that might mean someone sees a draft before it's fully finished. It means somebody might test something before all the bugs are out. You're going to interact with the tool while there's still room to grow. But that doesn't make it any less valuable. And that sure as hell doesn't make you any less valuable, right? People aren't buying perfection. They're buying the transformation you hold space for. Your offer is the structure, but you are the reason it works. It's not about flawlessness. It's about showing up, okay? And your best tools, they're not the ones that sit in your Google Drive forever being polished. They're the ones that are being used, that are living. They're engaged with and adjusted and refined and shared and lived in, right? Because living tools are always greater than flawless deliverables. Always. And especially in what we do in service-based, results-driven, transformational businesses. Because perfectionism might create pretty assets, but so what? Trust builds momentum. Trust builds results. Action is where the money is. That's where everything happens. That's where life is lived. So here's a question for today. What's the minimum viable version of the thing that you're building that you can share today, just to make it real. Not done, not ready, just tangibly real. Let that be enough to cross the line between thinking about it and creating it, okay? Because we can't build momentum from theory. We build it from movement. And here's a phrase I've been holding close lately, especially in those wobbly build it moments. And I hope it helps you a bit. I'm not here to be right. I'm here to be real. And that's how I build tools that truly serves. You can say it with me if you want. You can post it on a mirror, but let it settle in your chest, not your head, lower in your body. Because that identity shift from right to real, it's how you start to move again. That's how the sacred, the fantastic ideas, the things that just make you so excited that you want to just burst, that's how those finally get shared. It's not by force, but by that fidelity to the work, right? You're not in this moment because you're confused. You're here because the thing you're building, it means something. It's innovative, it's personal, and it's central to your next level. And that's why the intensity showed up. You're not underprepared. You're just on an edge. A lovely little threshold that's waiting for you. And that's what this feels like. The edge you're standing on, it's not a warning sign. It's an invitation to that next space. And if you're listening to this, if you're at your desk, if you're staring at a half-built offer, wondering what's enough, if you're mid-launch, doubting a delivery, if you're building something that feels like a declaration of who you are now, I see you. I'm with you. I'm building right there. And you don't have to carry that alone. That's exactly why I created your style method. That's the whole ethos of my coaching model. And that's the kind of work that we do inside of your launch style, where we build launch strategies that are rooted in you, not in a template, but creating structures that do the movement so you don't have to. We talk about nervous system capacity, energetic leadership, offer evolution, launching that moves with your business, not against it. And if you want support like that, you know where to find me. The link's always in the show notes. But above all, I want to give you a last reminder. You're not here to impress your people. You're here to meet them where they are and guide them forward. That's why they're looking for you. You're already doing it. And anything that you think of, that you want to build, that you want to create, that you want to bring, that helps with that, is already amazing. Let's just get it out there. Until next time, be well and have some fun. Thank you for joining me here on Digital Business Your Way. Be sure to check out the show notes for all the links mentioned today. And while you're there, I'd love for you to rate and review the show. And if you have a topic or question you want me to answer, I want to hear it. Head to tracypatterson.com/AMA and ask me anything about business. If I don't know it, I'll bring it up with one of my guests. And until next week, be well and have some fun.